You're listening to the Super Turbo Days podcast on Audio Boom. What a great start to the first ever podcast. I'll go all high pitch. I sound like Scooby Doo just wandered in. Super podcast! Hey, Scooby Doo! Oh, what a great start. Now, we won't edit it out, mate. We'll just carry on. People won't mind that. This is the first ever Super Turbo Days podcast. Oh, I'm so excited. Oh, it's like being back on radio, not fans. It's radio. Yeah. Not allowed to do that anymore. Ah, oh, miss the old radio days. Ah, oh, that was so good. Friday nights. Why did I let it slip? It slipped from my fingers like the sands of time. Ah, oh, nice though, wasn't it? Remember that? Good old days. Slapping me drink goes in. Trying to do things quickly, and I'm trying to keep things going, keep things moving on this podcast. My only question is, though, what is a podcast? I really don't know. I ain't got a clue what a podcast is. It don't sound like an actual thing, if you ask me. Like, a podcast. Ooh, yes, hello, I'm a podcast. I cast pods. It could be like some sort of, like, fishing thing, I think, maybe. Like, I'm a podcast. I cast the pods. And the fish go in the pods, and then we get the fish. I don't know how fishing works. Look at me. Imagine me doing fishing. It's not gonna happen. I ain't got the attention span for it for a start. Just sitting there, hours on end, just with your stick, trying to catch a fish. Nah, not for me, mate. I'm too busy up in the old brain box. Things are ticking over too fast. That's my problem in life, I think. My brain just, look, this, like, how fast I talk is how fast I think. My brain's just in there going, come on, quick, fucking hell! Oh my god! That's what it's like a constant fucking panic in my own brain, and there's no reason for it. So that's, like, sometimes I find it hard to sleep, because my brain's just constantly going. It's like, right, come on, you know, you want to do funny things, you want to be funny, you want to do, you want to get your YouTube channel back up, you want to do podcasts, you want to do live stand-up, you want to be famous. Oh, I want to be famous! Got to finger things though, and don't slurp your drink when you're recording. This is the Super Turbo Days podcast on Audio Boom. Ah, nice. Here we go. We're all right now. I've calmed down. Do you know what? Right, I'll let you into a little secret. Right, people listening, this is the third time we've recorded this. Just because, right? The first time, I was like, no, I'm not happy with that. Delete. Second time, I pressed publish, and something happened. And it published part two, but not part one. And part one just gone. Don't know where it went. Long gone. Missed it a little bit. So here we go. Take three. Action. That's good practice though, isn't it, mate, eh? And it's good as well. Like, it'd been quite nice to actually keep all three of them, really, because, like, they've all been different, haven't they? Like, so it's been nice. Next week, probably nothing. Probably next week it'll just be me going, oh, well, yes, I used all my ideas last week, and I can't remember actually which ones got published. So I've just decided I would just talk in a monotone voice and hope you keep listening for the full time. There's going to be two parts to this podcast, mostly because part two has already been published. Part two came before part one, but whatever. We will, over the course of the coming weeks, months, years, however long we do this for, I don't know, probably just this one. No, it's not going to be just this one. Yeah, find out what a podcast is. Is it something to do with fishing? We just don't know. What have we been up to? Oh, we've been up to a lot of things, haven't we, mate, eh? I'm here, of course, in me home studio / my spare bedroom, where I like to do me, I used to do all my pre-records. And doing this now. I like it in here because there's a sign just to the slight left of me that says laugh often. I don't really know why it's there. It's just there, just to remind me. Ah, yes, laugh, yes. I don't know what that's there for. It's a ridiculous idea putting that there. But it helps. We've done a lot of things since we've been off of the old radio, haven't we, mate? Eh? What about Northamptonshire Comedy Community? Always said I'd get a comedy club going, done it, and I. Well, I say we're on the right path. I think we're on the right path. Done a few shows for that. It'd been good, I think. Like, some good comedians, a lot of shit ones as well. But there's some really good comedians, nice people out there doing comedy and that. Definitely, like, wherever you live, whether you're in the UK or America or Australia or Anyway, really, I've got very limited knowledge of the world. England, Ireland, Portugal, Spain, America, Australia. I think that's it. I don't know if any others now. I don't know. I've heard of other things on the news, but I think they might have made them up. I don't know. They lie to us so often. I don't know what's true anymore. Are we allowed to say that? Can we say that they're like... probably just don't mention it again. Yeah, fine. It'll be okay. It's fine. It's not a problem. Yeah, so, yeah, if you, like, wherever you live, like, just, like, find a comedy club, just go to it and have a watch. They need the support. They deserve your support, I think, a little bit. They're good, these people. And, like, a lot of them are doing it for nothing as well. You know, some of them, and obviously, you know, I can't be funny for free. No, that's not going to work for me. I'll do it for £3,000 a minute. Yes, I don't know. I don't deal with them kind of people. I deal with people that want to do comedy for being a funny person. Yeah, I like people that like to perform for the sake of performing, not people that are just in it for like personal gain of money. Money will be the end of us all, I'm sure of it. Someone once told me that. Yeah, a lot of people probably like, if like this is the first time you've ever listened to anything I've done, you're probably thinking, oh, he just thinks he's like Russell Brand, doesn't he? He just thinks he's it. That was always a common theme on the radio show. I used to get that quite often. Like, you think you're like Russell Brand, you do. You do your presenting, you think you're Russell Brand, you do. You think you're Russell Brand. I don't like Russell Brand. How do you know I do? How do you know I'm like Russell Brand then if you don't like Russell Brand, unless that's just your way of saying you don't like me? Just say it! I'm not going to be offended. I don't know you. I ain't bothered if you don't like me. I don't like Russell Brand. I don't think he's funny. Yeah, well, I don't think you're funny. Go away. Yeah. Oh. God, yeah, just remembered another thing from the radio day. We used to get into a lot of trouble on that radio show, didn't we? On a Friday night, like, it was like, obviously there's still radio rules, but, you know, we do what we want, didn't we, used to pretty much, which is why we're not on there now. Oh, I miss them days. Might have to try and get back on it, I think. That'd be nice. Yeah. We're going to do the old, what are they called? Items from the show. Biscuit of the Week, I'm going to do that in the next 2 minutes and 20 seconds. And also, joke book will be in the second half, because I've already done that bit, so, you know, whatever. How weird is this as a way to do a show? We'll do the end, and then we'll do the beginning, followed by the middle. Makes no sense. Yeah. But we did do that intentionally, because obviously, we've already done the beginning twice now. Well, three times now. Let's hope this is the last one. Because, you know, it's been good though, isn't it? Like, a whole Saturday morning wasted doing this, wasted. It's only going to be me listening to it. I'm just going to be on my lunch break at work on Monday, just sitting there on my own like that. Oh, I'm never so funny when I'm on my own. Just me and my mate here in the little studio. Bedroom. Oh, I'm in the bedroom with my friend, I didn't realise. Exciting. Right, come on. Right, biscuit of the week. What are you doing? Biscuit of the week. What's this week's biscuit? Have you got anything for us, buddy? Oh, pal. This week's biscuit of the week. I don't know why I'm asking you, because like I've already mentioned this is the third time. We know what it is. It's penguins. That's penguins in the like the chocolate covered biscuit, because obviously not an actual penguin. That's not a biscuit, is it? Just like I saw this thing, right? I just thought, sorry, right? I saw this thing yesterday, I think it was, on the internet, and it said something like, 3 out of 4 voices in my head want me to go to sleep. The other one's wondering, do penguins have knees? And that is something I've always wondered. It's like the internet knows me. It's like if I go on Google, I just type in the letter R, and Google already knows what I'm going to say. R, it goes, Russell Brand. I go, yeah, thanks Google. Just type in, like, if I go on, like, on my phone, go on Safari, it tells you what sort of phone I've got. Just type in the letter, I guess, russellbrand.com. Oh, how did you know? We've only got 25 seconds left! Oh my god, first half is nearly over! Stay tuned for the second half, or not stay tuned, because that doesn't make sense, this is on the internet. Press on the second half! You could have ticked it, so play it next. Listen to the second half is much better, I think. Because I've already done it, and I've listened to it back, and it's a bit naughty sometimes. Ooh! Enjoy!